This is Food for Thought. Call Carol at 866-823-1077. And now, it's Food for Thought.
All right. Good afternoon and welcome to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. This sounds kind of odd with me saying this. I haven't been doing this for like a little while.
And right, and neither one of us were here yesterday, so it was Food for Thought with Michelle and Steve.
I mean, last week.
Last week, yes.
Last week, right. It was Michelle and Steve.
So we're both back.
But we are both back and we're ready to go. And I hope everyone's summer was well. I know mine was. Daryl and I were at the beach pretty much the whole entire month.
So I'm so jealous.
I know it was. It honestly, I think it was probably just a little bit too much. The month after, after you're there for a few days, and you're getting to know things, and you're actually even getting to know people on the strip a little bit. You know, after a week or two, it's like, and then you're going out every night.
Yeah.
It really, and Daryl and I do have our share of going out, obviously.
every single night.
Every night is not, I don't know, it was probably a bit too much.
Yeah, so what do you think the magic number is for a stay at the beach?
2 weeks.
2 weeks? All
right. 2 weeks is perfect.
All right, good to know. So next year you'll do two weeks.
It'll probably be 2 weeks. You know, and even... I thought I really missed Newfound Lake this year. Did not even go there once.
Do you know I've never been there?
Oh, it's beautiful.
I just saw it for the first time. I drove around it looking for places to stay because I would love to go there. So you always go there?
I went there up until like 4 or 5 years ago when my kids were babies. Literally, I could sit on the beach and have the baby monitor and they'd be right there, taking their nap.
Oh, nice.
So, yeah. But we're back. Back to reality. I'm not even going to tell you what Tracy's doing right now. I'm not even going to talk about that. But we do have a packed show today. After being away, I did a little bit of homework. And we are, of course, going to be talking to our wonderful Donna any moment now. And
I'm sure she misses you.
I know. I haven't talked to her for a while either. Just a little bit, on Facebook. We're Facebook friends, so we kind of see what each other's doing. But so I am anxious to hear what's up her sleeve this week. And then we'll be hearing from Sarah Beaudry from In Town Manchester. And she's going to talk about one of their events that's coming up next week. It's Taste of Downtown, which is always such a fun event here in Manchester. I won't say any more. I'll let Sarah fill you in. And, and just the things that In Town Manchester does in the city. So I know we talk about them from time to time. They have certain events throughout the year. So we'll be talking to Sarah. And then at the top of the hour, we haven't talked to Dad for a while either, my dad, George Lawrence.
So always nice to have George in.
It is. It's always fun. And he's always cooking something.
Yep.
This weekend, Daryl and I missed it at his house, but he made some tenderloin. And he made this certain potato, which I'm sure he's going to tell you all about. And I know he wanted to talk a little bit about burgers, which, burgers just seem to be the craze right now. Do you notice that?
No.
People talking? No?
Well, just about like all different kind of crazy type of burgers.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's just, and then, my really good friend, Bobby Marcotte, who is the chef over at the executive chef and, high up over at Tuckaway Tavern.
Mm-hmm.
He is opening up a new place. Now, I did reach out to him, but he's not quite ready to talk about it.
Oh.
But he is talking a little bit about it on Facebook. So I know that you listeners right now, you can go to Hop and Grind. I'm very anxious to hear what that exactly means. He does have a picture of like a grinder. I'm assuming it's supposedly going to be all about burgers. But I'm thinking Hop and Grind. It must be beer and burgers.
Right? It's kind of a giveaway a little.
I think so. But I know, for sure I know we can talk about, you can go to Facebook, you can like their page, Hop and Grind. And within 2 or 3 weeks, Bobby's going to come on to the show and we'll talk about his new venture.
Awesome.
As well as, things going on at Tuckaway and stuff like that. And then we're going to end the show with our very own Shelley Walcott, Healthy Solutions Spice Blends. It's so funny because I'm using Healthy Solutions Spice Blends more and more.
Me too.
I use them like almost in everything I do.
It's so nice to just have everything all mixed together and just sprinkle it on. I love it.
I made shrimp. Because when you're on vacation for a whole month and you're, eating out every night and you're kind of drinking every single day.
Yeah.
Well, when we came home, We came home like even last week. But anyway, it's like detox city and staying home. And, you know, I went groceries, did a whole full groceries, you know. So anyway, so I've been cooking the past few nights. And last night we had shrimp and grits.
That is very interesting. I don't think it, like, mixed together?
Well, you do your grits, mm-hmm. and then, you know, you saute your shrimp mm-hmm. with, you know, seasonings and stuff, which I use Healthy Solutions spice blends. I use the, oh my gosh, what's the name of it? It's well, she has a lot of them. You know, I have mine are all open, and I mix and match them. So I can't even, I don't even remember what it was, but I know it was light color. It was for chicken, but I used it on the shrimp.
Yep.
And then I used the Cajun one in the grits. So good. So good.
I've been eating a lot more shrimp lately.
You know, I'm not normally a shrimp person, but how do you prepare your shrimp?
Well, you know what I love about it is that I can do it really quickly because I'm trying to eat better, trying to do good. And if I, you know, don't want to have a sandwich or something, I can just, you know, throw it right. I keep it frozen in the freezer, so I can just grab a handful out of a big bag, grab a handful, defrost them a bit, and then just sprinkle Healthy Solutions spice blends over them and throw them in the broiler or on the grill really quickly. Or if I'm going to do dinner, I will skewer them, Healthy Solutions spice blends, different flavors depending on what mood I'm in, and then throw them on the grill. And then other times I will kebab them like with tomatoes and mushrooms and put the whole meal on the kebab. It's just so easy.
Now, when you buy your shrimp, do you shop at Market Basket?
Generally. Or Hannaford.
You buy the frozen, peeled and divined?
Yes.
Raw shrimp?
Yep. Okay. No, not the raw. I buy the cooked generally.
Oh, you do?
I do. So should I be getting the raw?
I don't know. I was just going to ask why you get the cooked. I don't know.
Because it's easier and I don't know how to do it.
Well, the ones I found, because, you know, I was at the grocery store a few days ago and I was really... I spent like 5 minutes in the shrimp, frozen shrimp case. Cause I'm like, all right, what's the difference between this one and this one and this, cause there's a lot of them, but I mean, a lot of them are different sizes, but they have the raw, then they have the cooked, and they have the raw, not divined. And they have the, you know, there's a whole bunch of them. So I got the raw peeled and divined. I don't know. I mean, shrimp, it doesn't take much to cook. Anyway.
It doesn't. Yeah.
You know, but maybe that's a question we can ask my dad.
There you go.
I'm not. Oh, deveined. Who I'm saying divine.
I was going to correct you, but I thought maybe I was wrong. Because I'm like, I always say deveined, but I didn't want to call you out.
You know, that's funny. Thank you, Bob. Deveined.
I thought, well, maybe that was like the French way to say it.
Oh, my gosh. That's so funny. Deveined. I took him off of the vine.
Right?
Right.
I thought it was like the French way, you know, instead of saying divine, divined.
Yeah, no, sorry. You should have corrected me. Well, that's you'll know awesome. Better next time. Okay, and without further ado, I hear that Donna is all ready for us. I'm sure she's going to have something to say about my shrimp. So welcome back, Donna. Or welcome, Donna. It's welcome back me.
Oh. You say scrimps. You don't say shrimp.
You say what?
Scrimps.
Scrimps.
Yes, okay. Scrimps.
All right. Okay.
Not shrimp. That's just poop bourgeois. You say scrimps. And you devein and stuff?
Well, I didn't have to because I bought them already deveined.
Oh, or deveined, divine. I heard you in there trying to say it. That's what you get for going on vacation so long. What y'all doing in there?
Nothing. You know, it's the weather's been great. I mean, the whole month of August was absolutely perfect. It was so nice.
It was.
Gorgeous.
You were just high vibing. I see you all up in the Hamptons.
Yes.
You were rocking it out. I see you.
We had a ball, and we took Molly with us, and it was so fun to have Molly with us, which I never usually take Molly with us on vacation, but I certainly wasn't.
For a month, you have to, yeah. Month,
you know? And it was very fun. It was
fun. I bet you it was. Y'all look like y'all had a blast. And where was you at last, Tasty Tracy? Where you been?
I bailed at the very last minute because I had an ill friend in the hospital. And so Steve Freeman was nice enough to cover for me last minute.
Yeah, it was Steve and Michelle.
Yeah,
how
were they?
Top Steve and mashed potato Michelle. You hear me? No, I'm just saying.
And I thought Tasty Tracy was bad.
Oh, yeah. I got cold cut Carol. Because you know you so cool, you know, smooth. Cold cut.
Well, let's just go with cool Carol then.
I know, cold cut Carol.
I know. I'm always making up stuff later. I'm just crazy like that. I can blend some stuff together because, you know, that's just me. I'm a mishpanash posh of everything. Just cray-cray. No, I'm just playing. Y'all ready?
Ready.
We are ready.
You are? Okay. I'm going to be real calm about it.
Are you ready?
Wait, wait. You want me to be calm?
No, because that wouldn't be you.
Okay, I'm going to be like this. Here we go. Here we go. Okay. Here we go. Some say you can't be in two places at one time, while others would disagree. Standing on the Mason-Dixon line, that's what September is, a blended seasonal line. Summer and fall, squished together like my thighs in a girdle, just waiting to unleash the beast of old man winter. Yes, we're about to say hidey-ho, girls, to tank tops and flip-flops. I'm kind of happy, because my eyes could need a break from the fright of too much cellulite. It is cinnamon season. Everybody needs a little spice in their life. Did you know that cinnamon can reduce blood sugar levels? It was used to treat toothaches and stank breath. I wonder if it can help stank attitudes. If so, I need to keep a bottle in my pocket. Anyway, cinnamon is a great source of fiber, iron, and calcium. It also has an antifungal, antiviral, antiparasitic properties. Therefore, it's effective in fighting yeast infections and head lice. A great tip to know for all my back-to-school parents, when little Johnny comes home and he's got his own tap dancing company all up in his head, skip the Walgreens and go straight for the cinnamon. Yes, September can be a hit or miss, but no one can go wrong with the recipe of the week, a warm cinnamon apple crisp, which is a perfect way to incorporate cinnamon into your diet. Here's what you'll need to warm your heart and your home. 3 cups of Granny Smith apples. You're going to peel and slice those apples, and you're going to soak them in 1 teaspoon of lemon juice and water to prevent from browning. You'll need 1 cup of brown sugar, 1 cup of flour, 1 cup of quick oats, 1 stick of butter, 3 tablespoons of vanilla flavored vodka. Yes, I did put vodka in it. Or if y'all don't want no vodka, you can use 1 tablespoon of vanilla extract, 1/2 cup of white sugar, 2 1/2 teaspoons of cinnamon, 1/2 teaspoon of ground ginger, and 1/2 teaspoon of ground nutmeg. Preheat your oven to 350 degrees. In a bowl, you're going to combine your brown sugar, flour, oatmeal, and butter. With clean hands or a pastry cutter, you're going to mix well until it looks like wet sand. You're going to set that aside. Now, with cooking spray, you're going to grease the bottom of your baking dish. I use a 9x13 baking dish. You're going to place your apples into your baking dish, and you're going to pour over your vanilla, your white sugar, your cinnamon, your nutmeg, and your ginger. Give it a quick stir. Sprinkle over your oatmeal mixture over those apples and bake for 45 minutes until done. Serve warm with ice cream, and that's how you say farewell to summer and cozy up to fall. King.
You know, nothing says fall like an apple crisp.
That's true.
It really doesn't.
I made it this weekend.
But that's interesting. Vodka and oatmeal.
Yeah.
Right. Why not? Why? You know, I'm a mishmash, and that's what September is. September always, it's like it's either hot or cold, hot or cold. You can either wear a sweater or a tank top. Well,
sure.
Tank top. Some people wear tank tops. No, I'm just saying a tank top. So, yeah, it's true. So I think, you know, it fills the house with cinnamon, and cinnamon is a good property to have. But don't do that cinnamon challenge, y'all. That's crazy.
I never heard of that. What's that? No.
You ain't never seen people do that? Go online. It's some really cray-cray people out here. They taking a whole bunch of cinnamon and put it in their mouth, and then it's like almost choke on it. It's called a cinnamon challenge.
I did hear about, like, last year, I think.
Yeah,
that. Like, kids are doing it, right?
Right. I don't know why, but too much of anything is not a good thing, because too much cinnamon can be toxic for your brain.
Right.
Just enough, it can help your blood sugar, get things right and tight.
I have to know about the cinnamon and the head lice, because I've never heard of that. Eating it or sprinkling on their head?
Well, I think you would sprinkle them on there because it's a parasitic. It'll kill the, that's what I read. It'll kill head lice.
Wow.
So, you know, if little Johnny come home and he got his own tap dancing company all up in his head, Get break out the cinnamon. Do you hear me? Don't skip Walgreens. Don't put cinnamon on it. If it kills it, at least his hair smell good. Even though he got creepy crawlers, cuckoo bugs all up in it, but hey, at least cinnamon to help.
Yeah, I guess.
What you mean you guess? Well, we ain't got to try it. I ain't never had that problem.
Yeah,
have you ever had that problem?
Well, you know, I do have to say, you know, it happens when you have young kids.
It does, yeah. We've been lucky
it
so far.
It do. You go to school and the kids catch all kinds of things. They one to get a cold and then the whole tribe got a cold. You know, they're incubus of germs.
Yep, you're right. And it did happen. This was, oh my gosh, Jesse was, I don't know, he was like in third grade or something.
Yeah.
And it was a Friday. We were on our way up to Pittsburgh for some reason. We were going camping or something. And I'm telling you, know how that Pittsburgh is far, it's like 3 hours away or something.
Mm-hmm.
And when you get there, you know, the first store is like 45 minutes away. Well, I'm telling you, right when we got there, you know, he's scratching his head, and I'm like, what the heck? And found that out. And
on your trip.
It freaked you out. But
horrible.
now you know if you ain't even near a store or if it happens, see if the cinnamon works.
Cinnamon. That's
cinnamon.
That's interesting.
You know, some of us like it hot. You know, Don likes it hot. Mucho caliente, spicy. Everybody needs a little spice in their life.
Of course.
Go ahead and get your cinnamon, girls. Get your apple crisp and get it crack-a-lacking because Donna got to get up out of here and shake some cinnamon for herself. You know, she brown sugar and cinnamon. They're all mixed up in one. Y'all know life is for living and food is for giving, and Donna's got to go. Talk to y'all later. Have a good show, girls.
Bye, Donna.
Thank you, Donna. All right, you are listening to Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. We're live at the Beacon Building. You can also stream us live on the World Wide Web, WTPLFM.com. We're going to go on a short break. When we get back, we're going to have Sarah Beaudry on the line from InTown Manchester talking about events coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Food for Thought returns after these messages on 107.7 The Pulse.
Welcome back. Food for Thought with Carol and Tracy. It's a beautiful day. You just kind of ran in a little bit quickly. So
I did. I was a little overheated when I came in. I ran from my car because I was running a little bit behind.
Nice out, though,
it's
right?
Gorgeous out.
Like, not too hot, right?
No, I don't think so.
Yeah.
Well, it's hard to say because as I was sweating to death. But no, it's really nice out.
Yeah, it seems like it is. I left this morning at, 8:15. So, but anyway. Sarah has not called in yet, so we're going to wait just a little bit. You know, sometimes these offices, they get busy, so, you know. But let me see here what we can. Tri-City Expo's coming up.
Yep.
And that's always, have you ever been to Tri-City Expo?
I think I've only been to the Made in New Hampshire one.
You should check that out.
I know. Somebody told me today that I should check that out.
You should even have a booth there.
I wonder if it's too late. When is it? Do you know?
It is September 29th. You have to be a chamber member. Are you a chamber member?
I am not.
Oh.
Well, any chamber member or just Manchester chamber?
No, they do it Tri-City. They do it Manchester, Nashua. I'm not sure what the third city is. But there's another city. You can just look up tricityexpo.com. You can actually go to tricityexpo.com, and it'll all pop right up. But it's September 29th. It's held
at the Radisson,
right here at the
right?
Radisson. Yep. It's from 3 to 6:30, so it's a good time.
Oh,
you know?
Yeah. It's short, too.
Yep,
it's not short, all day. And
you know, it's a fun thing for anybody. You know, you listeners out there that are, you know, interested in you know, what these cities have to offer.
Yeah.
That's where you need to go. And the best part, admission is free.
Oh, that's really nice.
This is free.
Yes, it's just a great way to meet local businesses and make connections, whether you're a business, you know, owner yourself looking to make connections, or whether you're, you know, just a consumer looking to meet local companies. I think it's just always great. Kind of like the Made New Hampshire one.
Right.
Same thing.
Made
it's
New
so
Hampshire's
great
awesome.
To meet local companies.
That, do things in Manchester. Yes, for sure. So,
do we have a food of the day?
We do have a food of the day. It's kind of funny when I read it. I just think sometimes, like, where do they come up with these? I mean, it's National Date Nut Bread Day.
Date Nut Bread Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
National
very specific.
Date Nut Bread Day. So then I looked up the trivia for dates. And just a little, you know, little fun fact. One date. Do you like dates, first of all?
I don't know.
I don't know
that I've really. I always think of like figs, which I've had fig Newtons. So are they similar?
You never had a fresh fig?
I don't know.
Oh, Tracy, I never did up until a year ago. So are they it's good? Okay. They are so
I've
good.
Only had them in fig Newtons, and I do like fig Newtons.
I'm telling you, they are so good. Mm-hmm. And I never thought I liked them because I don't like raisins. So I consider raisins, dates, and figs in the same.
Yeah,
family.
They're all. Yeah, that's right? What I think of, like figs and dates together.
That's what I think
yeah.
too. But I have discovered I love figs, so I would be up for now to try a date.
So you haven't either.
I have not tried it. Either. I have not. But they contain 70% sugar by weight, but 24 calories for one date, but zero fat.
Oh, okay.
So I think it's like
sugar. A lot of fruits are high in sugar.
Right. Yeah. And it's good sugar, though.
Yeah.
Well, you know, fruits.
Yeah. But you don't want to have all.
I don't want to have too much of that, yeah. But, you know. So, yeah, I kind of thought that was a little bit interesting. Let me see what else it says here. Patron of butchers. I missed this one. Oh, it's National Waffle Week. And it's also National Biscuits and Gravy Week. So interesting.
Let's talk about biscuits and gravy.
I love biscuits
and
gravy.
Now, I grew up in Oklahoma.
Okay.
And I loved biscuits and gravy, too. Grew up, my grandfather used to make them every Saturday morning. And sometimes he would make chocolate gravy. It's my favorite. It was made with, coffee and something. It was like chocolatey almost, but it was great. It was just good. But he used to make the white biscuits and gravy, right? So
you mean sausage gravy?
No, just like
just the gravy.
Just like gravy. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I don't know how
okay.
I made it. I don't know. I never made it myself because I was a kid and I just grew up eating it. Maybe it was sauce. Maybe I don't know. It was just biscuits and gravy, and I knew I liked it. So then I come up here, and I had biscuits and gravy at a local restaurant, and they were, let's just say, not the same. I did not enjoy that at all. So I feel like I can't get Oklahoma biscuits and gravy in New Hampshire.
You know,
unless
what
I go
is,
to Cracker Barrel.
What it is, I don't like Cracker Barrel.
I don't go there very often, but that's the closest to like Oklahoma cooking that I can find.
I'm pretty sure they have sausage in it.
Maybe.
Because around here, it's usually biscuits and sausage gravy.
Okay.
And, you know, I do have to say, I'm going to say this. I probably shouldn't say this, but I'm going to say it because it's the truth. And if anybody would ask me outright, I would tell you the truth. I am a great sausage gravy person. Mm-hmm. I love sausage gravy. I'm not a big breakfast person, but when we'll go eat breakfast, which isn't very often, I'll usually like to wait until noon and then we can go for lunch.
Yeah.
You know,
yep.
I just don't like breakfast. But if we do, I'll get odd things. I'll get like a side sausage gravy but I always ask, do you make it homemade? I'm a snob like that.
Okay.
Not a lot of places that make it homemade.
So maybe that was the problem.
Where they do, I'm going to tell you, is, now I'm going to forget the name. Oh my gosh, it's on Mass Road. The lunchbox,
brown bag?
The brown bag lunch.
Bag lunch. I've never been there. Oh.
Bag lunch.
Okay.
Bag lunch, they make homemade sausage gravy, and it's very good.
All right.
It's very good.
I'll try that.
Now, if you go to the Red Arrow, all right, and we have tried in the past when we, introduced sausage gravy. I mean, we do a lot of volume. I'm not trying to make excuses. I'm really not.
You're just being honest.
Sausage gravy it's a little bit up in price when you're making it,
mm-hmm.
And especially for big quantities.
Yep.
And it wasn't consistent, and we do use the canned sausage gravy.
Okay.
And it's okay.
I didn't know you could buy canned sausage gravy.
I don't know if you can at the
maybe
grocery
restaurants
store.
Can. Okay.
I
yeah.
mean, we can.
Yeah.
We get them in number 10 cans. But, right. I can say that
somebody makes it.
Yeah. Well, definitely. Definitely. It's a good brand and I like it, mm-hmm. but I really don't eat it at my diner. Yeah. I really don't. I might, sometimes take a taste of it, but I'm a snob like that. I'll ask, is it homemade? And if it's not, I won't get it. Because I know it's probably the same thing that I serve.
That's probably why I didn't like it.
Go to bag lunch.
Okay.
Very good.
Yeah, I can't right now. I'm being good.
Yeah.
But
well,
I will.
You don't
I'll have a...
I'm being good, too. Oh, see,
that was really quick.
Sarah.
I know. Maybe she'll call in after.
Maybe she thought it was 1:45. So we'll have to see. Oh, gosh. All right, you're listening to Food for Thought. We're at the top of the hour. Dad is going to be coming down, and we'll be right back. Stay tuned.